Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
Welcome back to the Roto Experts in the morning. George Kurtz, Tony Cincotta, are you all fired up? Are you ready to get excited? Fantasy baseball right around the corner. Scott Engel will be back next week with George Kurtz. They will absolutely get it done. Help you make sure you get all your decision-making process in play every Sunday morning. What the heck is going on here, George Kurtz? Fantasy baseball, do you have any last-minute drafts coming up?
My home league, which is obviously my favorite draft, it always is on Wednesday. Unusual that we get so lucky to get it the day before the season. You know how it is trying to set up a draft, man. Next to impossible. But that's likely my next and last draft, Wednesday.
Wednesday. So that's the night before the season begins.
It is. It's a, you know, it's a keeper league, so it'll be it's fun. Looking forward to it.
Who are the George Kurtz keepers?
Who are my keepers in that league? Trevor Bauer, not Jack Bauer. Got him in round 22, so I thought he was a must keep. Wilson Contreras in round 14, and I had a choice here, Tony. Let's see what you would have done here. It was either Nomar Mazara in round 10, who I get to keep for this year and next, or Trevor Story, who in round 11, who I could only keep for this year.
Oh, Jesus. That's a tough one. I would go with Nomar Mazara, even though I think Nomar's a little overrated. But to tell you the truth, he's only 23, so he's going to get better.
I went the same way. The extra year persuaded me to know more. Because he had over 100 RBIs, so only 22 home runs. But you mentioned the kid's young.
Yeah, that the 100. Here's why I say he's overrated. The 100 RBIs that he got is the only number that's over the average of what you need to be successful in fantasy baseball. Like the 20 home runs, there's a lot of guys with them. I think he hit 253 right there. He only had two stolen bases. So he's not a fantasy stalwart as he is a good baseball player.
Yeah, but I think he's got room to grow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's why you keep him. Yeah, I think
he, and it wouldn't shock me if this is his, if he hits 30 home runs this year. So I'm a new Mazara guy. I've got him in a couple of leagues. I believe he's, I think generally he's outside the top 40 outfielders, and I think he could do much better than that.
Scott Engel again. He told me he wasn't Italian, even though he has a vowel in his last name.
Well, that's information I need to know. Does that mean he's not going to have a big Sunday dinner, no pasta?
I don't know. I don't know what it means. That's the tough part about it. But we cover everything and make sure that everybody knows all the information. So not Italian for you guys out there to play in Italian-only fantasy baseball leagues.
Is he named Nomar because his father is Ramon and it's backwards again like Garcia Para?
That could be it. That could be it, because you never know how these things work out.
Big fans.
Kevin Pillar continued his strong spring by slugging a solo home run in the loss to the Yankees on Saturday. He went 2-for-4 in the ballgame. Pillar is hitting .432 with two home runs to start the season. Now, there's a guy on waiver wires.
I mean, Kevin Pillar. You look at his numbers, I mean, it's reserve outfielder type for fantasy. I mean, he's going to hit double-digit home runs, probably around 15 home runs, driving, you know, smattering of runs. Average, probably going to hurt you, not help you, not hurt you drastically. I think when I think of Pillar, I think of this. You know, this guy's a highlight reel happening in center field with all the diving catches and walls. Sure, Lady's going to kill himself out there. Yeah, or maybe that's why he doesn't hit as well.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, though, why he's really underrated. And you know what? you people don't have the intelligence as I do, so listen up here, because this is going to fascinate you. Don't people like to draft Kevin Kiermaier?
Well, they have the same player.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but the perception is Kiermaier is a good fantasy, and the perception is Kevin Pillar doesn't exist.
I mean, they really are the same. I'm not just certainly not the same player. When it gets to Pillar, what I like about him, once again, is the stolen bases. That's what I'm drafting him for. Not everything else I mentioned, the average, home run, but I don't care. I want the, he's stolen 15 bases the past two seasons. I'm going to need that. You know, I'm not saying I'm going to automatically take it, but he's the type of player that I'm going to look for. I get him at the end of my draft, someone that I need. I'm going to need probably, because I'm not going to, I don't think in most leagues I'm going to have a guy who's going to steal 30-plus bases. I mean, I might. There's always a chance D. Gordon or, you know, Trey Turner falls to be someone like that, and then my problem is solved. But odds are I'm going to need 4 to 5 guys like Pillar. I don't want to win the stolen base category. I just don't want to finish in the bottom three. I want to finish somewhere in the middle of the pack. So someone like Pillar, Inciarte, guys like this, who I know are going to steal my 15 to 20 bases, are guys that are going to interest me much more.
Here's what Pillar did last year. I mean, Kiermaier. 15 home runs, 16 stolen bases, 276. Kevin Pillar, 16-15, 256. So I think the upside on Kiermaier is a little more. But when you don't have to draft Kevin Pillar or you wait to the end, it offsets the difference between the upside that you could possibly get in Kiermaier.
I would agree. I guess the other question you might come into play here is he the one guaranteed to play full-time all season? I think you're looking at, you know, who's behind them on the depth chart here. Since neither one is really someone that can't be replaced. I don't think Tampa Bay has anyone to take Kiermaier's job. You know, but, you know, Toronto and Pillar, I could see him maybe having some playing time issues here. I mean, they have Curtis Granson, they have Grychuk. They got, I mean, I think Hernandez is more of a right fielder than a center fielder, but I could see him making a push there. You know, so that would be my only worry here. But once again, for where you get Pillar, it's free. If the worst, if he does, even if he does lose his job, who cares? You got him for free anyway. You enjoy the stats while you got him, then you move on.
Treat me like a fool. Treat me mean and cruel. I'll be so lonely. That's Elvis. He went 1-for-2 with a 2-run homer Saturday and a loss to Indians. Anders burned a Corey Kluber pitch for a 2-run homer yesterday. He had 20 homers, 80 RBIs, and 25 stolen bases. That's insane that a guy that we only took for stolen bases hit 20 homers last year.
Yeah, he's another guy. Once again, if I had my choice, Tony, can you steal some more bases there, buddy, and maybe cut down the power? I'm not drafting you for the power. But what worries me about him is that, you know, sooner or later, he gets thrown out a lot. I mean, all through his career. And he got, what is it, that's one of every three times he got thrown out last year, one of every four. I mean, these percentages are not good at all. And some teams believe, obviously maybe Texas is not one of these teams, but some teams believe you need to be safe 80% of the time or else you're not running. Now, obviously they don't believe that with Andrews because he's about 65%. So, but sooner or later, I do wonder, they tell him, hey, listen, stop it. All right, you're not safe enough here because he's been thrown out 10 of 25, 8 of 12, 10 of 35, actually, 8 of 32, 9 of 34, 15 of 42. Those are horrific numbers.
Those are horrific, is right. And he's only hit 20 home runs once, and he's only hit double digits once. It could be a figment of our imagination.
He hit more home runs last year than he did the 4 years combined before that. He didn't even think of, he didn't even come close. Think about it. 6-0, 5-3, 4-2, 7-8, 20. Where does that company have it? But the ball's not juice, not at all.
No juice. The juice is loose. Remember that? That was how they used to exclaim the virtues of O.J. Simpson.
The juice is loose. I think I told you one of my favorite, you know, one of those NFL films thing. I guess Buffalo was playing Pittsburgh in a playoff game. And you see one of the fans go, "We didn't have breakfast this morning. We were waiting for the juice." Love that line. Good line.
Aaron Hicks, 2-for-3, solo home run and a win over the Braves. He went deep off of Julio Teheran. And then he doubled off Scotty Kazmir, who was cut. Lucky for him.
Yeah, what happened there?
What do you mean?
There's some strange situations about why Kazmir was cut.
Why? What happened?
no one, they're not saying, but there's like something went on there. I don't know. But there's something going on behind the scenes there, because he came out of the game for arm fatigue, and also he was cut very quickly there right thereafter. So and everybody was expecting them. I mean, think about it. Anibal Sanchez is going to be their fifth starter over Kazmir. Something happened there.
Well, I don't know if he'd. No, here's the baffling part where you're on to something. The Braves are a weird organization. Like they got in trouble in Major League Baseball, and they everybody got fired because they signed these free agents and they didn't follow the rules. And I don't know what happened here, but it says they still have to pay Scott Kazmir $16 million.
That can't. How is Scott Kazmir making $16 million?
I'm just telling you.
Way he's making it. No, come on. He hasn't had a long term contract in a while. That can't be right. Did he win a lawsuit we don't know about?
This is 16 hours ago, reported by Yahoo. So here it is. The Atlanta Braves picked up Scott Kazmir in the offseason in a 5-player deal that sent Matt Kemp and $43 million remaining on his contract to the Dodgers. He was expected to be the fifth starter this year. It apparently won't be the case as the Braves have released him. The Braves still owe the $16 million remaining on his deal. Kazmir, who missed 2017 with multiple injuries, left Saturday the game, and they owe him $16 million.
All right, something's up here. Why would you release him?
I have no idea.
Actually, it's for Anibal Sanchez, boys. You know, this is not like they're going with their young prospects here, which I can understand then. That would be fine. They released him for Anibal Sanchez, who's really he's terrible. I said, I don't know what happened. There's been a speculation that something happened. I don't know what that might be. You know, even if it's Tommy John surgery, who cares? You got to pay him anyway. So I think this is more of a personality conflict, or he said something that they're getting pulled out. I don't know, but I certainly think there's more to this story.
Oh, this is a weird story. So Kazmir said, I kind of blew it out in my last bull set pitch in Wednesday. Honestly, I had no idea when I was going to pitch again. So I guess that's my fault. I should have assumed and didn't know. I was just pretty tired out there on the mound after the bullpen session on Wednesday.
So he blamed the organization for throwing him out there when he shouldn't have been pitching. Okay, so I guess they took that to heart. They got angry. Listen, you can angry at me all you want. Pay me my $16 million.
Well, that's the thing, right? Doesn't he win anyways? Because he, bottom line is, whether he's pitching or not. And that's the crazy thing, right? In the rest of our lives, if you got told, George, thanks for your service, we no longer want you here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Here's your $16 million. Just don't come back. You'd be, okay, thank you. And why in baseball do they still want to play every day?
It is funny, right? Because let's face it, Cardano gave you a $16 million check not to come into the studio. Mike, you want me out of New York? Hell, Mike, you want me out of the country? I mean, that's fine. Just give me $16 million. I'll go live in Canada. You know, actually, I'd probably go someplace warmer, but no problem. So, yeah, it's a win-win here for him because not only is he getting paid, but let's say he is somewhat injured or tired. He can wait a month and then try out for teams again and go to a new team. Maybe he goes to a team that's going to compete this year. You know, left-handed specialist or whatever. So, yeah, win-win.
Get $5 million from someone else.
Actually, you probably get the minimum, right? Because why would another team want to pay?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how he got $16 million.
I guess he must have. I have no idea how he got $16 million. This is baffling to me how he could have gotten $16 million. When was he? Has he ever been worth $16 million outside of when he was a first or second year player? He's 34 years old. How the hell did he get $16
million? It's amazing. It's an amazing situation. It's amazing more that they just cut him before the season even started and pay him.
I guess he pissed him off. Whatever he said, I guess the comments you made that came from him about it. Oh, you know, I didn't know when I was going to pitch again. My arm was sore. Yeah. Okay. He must have ticked them off where they didn't like that because that's the only reason. There's no way. Anibal Sanchez is done. There's no way he's pitching over Kazmir. So, and it doesn't make any sense to release him because either way, you got to pay him. You're not saving a damn thing here. So very strange here.
That's an odd situation there. I don't know. What can you do? You just tell it like it is, and then it went off.
Cash my
Corey Kluber fired off 6 innings and 2-run ball. Kluber struck out 6, walked 2 in the afternoon. His lone blemish on the line came when Elvis Andrus took him deep. Kluber is ready for opening day. He will face the Seattle Mariners on Thursday.
Any chance you could take Kluber as your number one?
Yes. And it's funny.
I can see you taking him over Kershaw. You could take him over Scherzer?
I'll tell you what. You can over both. I wouldn't, but you can. Absolutely. If you look at the numbers, he is the most consistent there. And all the people on the Clayton Kershaw thing, I think everybody's effing up. I don't have Kershaw on the team either, though. I don't know if anyone knows. Kershaw hasn't let up a run this spring.
How could you not know? It's publicized. What was it, 22 and a third innings of Kershaw without a run? I think...
But people are still not picking him the number one pitcher.
I forget what league it was. I don't think it was the Great Fantasy Invitation. I think it was actually a league I drafted with Sirius, XM, the 42-round league. Best ball. 42 rounds, best ball. That was a pretty interesting league. I had a choice. Second round, I was going to take the first pitcher off the board. I didn't take Kershaw. You know, mainly because of the injury history. I just don't think he can make 30-plus starts. I think the Dodgers, their history, they'll be cautious, and he gets hurt. So I took Scherzer. But I am wondering now if maybe I should have taken Kluber.
I would go Scherzer, Kershaw, and Kluber. But I think Kluber is the safest option, to tell you the truth.
I can't argue with that. I truly can't argue with that. I like Scherzer. National League gets the pitcher, get the weaker lineups. Nationals good hitters, ballpark. So I went with Scherzer.
Coming back, talking Louie. Stay tuned for more right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Yeah, baby. Welcome to the Roto Experts in the Morning. Bon Jovi, not the first concert I've seen, but one of the first. And maybe the most I've ever seen. The most persons I've seen is either Bon Jovi or Aerosmith. It's one of the two of them.
I think for me it would be Billy Joel or Phil Collins. If you count Phil Collins and Genesis, we'd have to be very close as well.
They're the same. I'm gonna give you credit for that.
Yeah, I live on Long Island, so we're contractually obligated to go see Billy Joel as much as humanly possible.
That's true. That's true. Luis Severino, we were just talking about elite pitches. Where do you stand on Luis Severino? You know, struck out 7 batters. He allowed 2 runs in 5 innings. He surrendered just 2 hits in the ballgame, came back in the 4th inning. Last year was 14-6, 2.98 ERA. He's the opening day starter for the preseason World Series champions.
I'll go with Houston there. But as far as Severino, you know, Tony, in that home league I keep talking about, the draft's on Wednesday. I had the first overall pick, all right, and I know I'm taking Mike Trout. But I've been trying to trade out of that pick. Why? Because I'm afraid I won't get a top starter. You know, because my next pick, obviously, is a 12-team league. My next pick will be 24. Scherzer, Kluber, Kershaw, Sale, those guys are all gone. It's a home league. I assume Syndergaard's gone as well. Verlander's kept. So I'm wondering, you know, I don't want Greinke. Strasburg gets hurt every year. Is Severino in that class? Would I be happy with Severino as my SP1? I'm not sure I am because, he's done it 1 year. The year before that, he didn't pitch very well. Do you consider Severino as a player who can, that is an understatement. That's why no one took him last year.
Yeah.
Do you consider Severino someone who can anchor your staff?
Yeah, I do. But you're right. It's not a slam dunk. I mean, he's done it 1 year. The year before that, he was terrible. But he's a guy to care with huge pedigree. He was one of the top prospects. He was a young pitcher. So I get the reasons why he didn't excel. I think, yeah, I think he's here to stay.
Severino or Carrasco?
Carrasco.
Me too. Severino or DeGrom?
DeGrom.
I'm torn on that one. How about Strasburg?
Strasburg.
Wait, what do you think about Strasburg? Are you worried about the injuries? The fact that once again, 25 starts, maybe the most you can expect from him?
No. No, I'm not worried at all. I never have Strasburg on my team. This year I have him on 3 out of 5 teams. I've never had him because he's fallen now in drafts where he's like the 12th or 13th starting pitcher to go off instead of the 5th or 6th. He pitched 175 innings last year, and he had the 10.47 K per nine. Here's my feeling. I think he had his best season last year in baseball, Strasburg. And he's 29 years of age. He's putting it together. He's at his ultimate. Yeah, I'm not going to get 200 innings out of him, but if I get a good 150, I'll take it.
You touching Greinke?
I would if he would fall. Because
he had to fall. I mean, there's so many warning signs here.
They're warning signs, but I like that none of the problems are with his arm.
Well, he's not throwing very hard.
Right,
you know, but I understand last year.
Yeah, and if he has a groin injury, leg injury, that can you know, be the problem. I mean, you just have
it can.
I mean, so I'm looking at it like if he drops down to going Zach Godley territory or after Zach Godley, how do you not draft him?
I agree. Everybody has value. Depends on what they go for. But yeah. I don't know. I'm worried about Greinke. And maybe it's because I think in the Great Fantasy Invitational, he is my anchor. That draft happened a month ago. So
I got caught on the wrong end
of a run there, Tony.
Yeah, that's the long. Yeah, that's a little different than.
Yeah, it's worrying
let
me.
Let me ask you a question. Say we draft today. And he went all hitting. In the first 7 rounds, and you're stacked and you're jacked. You get to round 8, you take a massive bomb gun or a Zach Greinke?
I think in that situation, I might go Bumgarner.
Really?
Because I'm sort of banking on hitters. I'm playing for my hitters anyway, so I think I'd be hoping that Bumgarner could last a couple more rounds, though. That'd be my only thinking there, that I might think that because of the injury, he'll last longer. Yeah. So, but if I think which pitcher might do better overall, I think it might still be Bumgarner there, because I'm really worried about Greinke. I want to see something from him. I don't think we're going to see it now until he pitches whatever his first start's going to be, which we know won't be opening day here. So I'm torn there. I think Greinke's probably the smarter choice, but I might roll a dice here that I get an ace for the last 4 months of the season in Bumgarner.
There you have it, folks. Draft day. It's not easy. It's tough, tough, tough. And it ain't for everybody. It's only for the sexy people. And you got to do what you can to make sure that you get all the information that's needed to become successful, George. You know, I don't think people should draft alone. I think, you know, the first time they should have a trainer with them and maybe a masseuse.
As I said, I was thinking like one of those poker players, and they play in those long tournaments, get a masseuse. Wouldn't it be nice to get a little massage during the draft, especially an auction, by the way, which takes 6 hours. You know, you might need a someone to rub those shoulders a little bit. You know, I love auctions. I know they're the fairest way to draft, but I have to admit, I avoid them like the plague because I just don't have 6 hours of my time to give to go through these things.
Really? See, I think the only problem with that would be is if you got a happy ending, people would be looking at you weird in your baseball draft.
Yeah, you know, but it could distract them. You know, maybe they'll make bad picks because of that. Yeah. Come on, man. I got the guys coming over Wednesday that drafts at my house. I'll be offering you alcohol. You want a drink? What? You need a drink? Drink during the draft, man. That's how you'll do well.
Now, one other way to do well is dominate DraftKings and FanDuel Major League Baseball contests this summer with Daily Roto's MLB projections and optimize it. Go to dailyroto.com/premium and save 10% with the promo code FNTSY to use all the same tools and projections that millionaire maker Drew Dinkmeyer uses. The tools just don't work for football. No, no, no. This is the same site that Drew used for last year's top five finish in the $150,000 DraftKings Live Final. So head over to dailyroto.com/premium and save 10% with the promo code FNTSY and see the results for yourself. That's how you get it done, Scotty.
Getting it done is all that matters.
Yeah, I like that. I like that you go and you read the King. George Kurtz got articles there, George, right? The Closer Report?
I have her, yes, Closer Report for baseball comes out on Tuesdays, and I'll be submitting my report this day. I'm the bad news guy, though, Tony, because the only thing I write there is bad things. You know, this guy's lost his job. This guy's hurt. This guy, you know, I can never give anybody good news.
Oh, that's very sad, George. It's a very sad life you lead.
It is. And I'm going to ref after this. I'm going to get yelled at for the next 4 or 5 hours. So it'll be a long day.
Long day in the Kurtz household. Julio Teheran allowed 2 runs on 3 hits in 5 innings. He struck out 5, walked just 1, but he served up solo homers to Aaron Hicks and Ryan McBroom. I'll tell you the truth. Julio Teheran, that's the story of his life. Pretty good pitcher, but always has problems with the long ball.
Isn't Burt Blyleven a Hall of Famer by doing that? I think my worry about Teheran, I mean, how do you feel last year? First year, he couldn't pitch in SunTrust. Couldn't pitch at home. On the road, he was actually pretty good. But at home, he was a disaster. I mean, what do you make of this? For a guy who was a veteran pitcher, you just a one-year blip, are you taking this to heart?
I don't think you take it to heart. Do you take it to heart?
No, I certainly don't take it to heart. I'm not going to be all upset about it that he can't pitch in SunTrust.
Well, that's what you asked me. Here's the problem. Julio Teheran has always had a problem versus lefties throughout his whole career. And this ballpark last year played crazy to lefties. That's why I think Freddie Freeman's a solid second-round pick. I think Ender Inciarte's a little better than people give him credit for. And left-handers, for whatever reason, hit the crap out of this ball. So I think that compounds Julio Teheran's issues with left-handed bats.
I mean, it could very well be. The ballpark is probably more of a hitter's ballpark than maybe we figured it would be. I like Teheran. I really think he's got good stuff. I think he's a good pitcher. I'm waiting for him to put it all together. I was so in one league I had him as a keeper. I was so excited a couple of years ago when it looked like he might be traded to Boston. So, you know, better chance for W's there when Atlanta was still rebuilding. That's not going to happen. I do think he could be moved eventually again this season. So that'll play into my thinking here. But I like him as a depth starting pitcher for my team.
Teheran, guy getting it done. Scott Kingery of the Philadelphia Phillies continued to prove he is ready for Major League Baseball, going 2-for-4 in a win over the Tigers on a triple. He hit .380 this spring with 4 home runs, 4 stolen bases. He's a 23-year-old top prospect of the Phillies. He plays second base. Where is he going to get the opportunity to play?
When they trade Hernandez, which they should have already done. I mean, that's really what should have happened here. They should have moved
there
on from
Hernandez. There is some whispers, though. There is some whispers that if Mikhail Franco doesn't get it going, he could play some third base.
Okay. I mean, at the bottom line is Kingery can play, and I am taking him in my drafts. If he's there late, I'll take him. I will wait for him. We mentioned David Dahl earlier, how long you want to wait for him. I don't want to wait for Dahl because I think he needs really a couple of injuries really to get in there. I think Kingery's coming up sooner rather than later. So he is someone I do want to take. So if it's third base, second base, shortstop, I don't care. You know, it won't be short because Crawford, I think, will do a good job there. But Kingery is someone I do want to take in my drafts. I think this kid can play now.
I got J.P. Crawford in one league. It was a 50-round draft, so I got him like in the 30s. And he's only third base eligible to start the year. What's your expectation?
He's only utility eligible in the league I have him. I'm pissed.
Really? That's no good. How is a nationally player utility eligible?
That's exactly what I said. And this, by the way, this is an industry league with a name we all well know as the commissioner. But I was like, what? You gotta be, how can a National League guy, DVR, How can a National League guy
probably,
be only
has a very educational answer, though.
Well, he said that's the site. I can't argue. That's what the site said. He's right. I mean, I just don't understand how he's a National League freaking guy.
See, that's a very simplistic answer. And how do you debate that? Oh, that's what the site has.
I understand it because that's the same rule I use when I'm the commissioner of the league. It's what the site has. I'm not arguing. I'm not changing it for you. So I'm not going to be hypocritical. I just don't understand. You said National League guy. How can he be a utility? You know, he's got to qualify somewhere. He's a shortstop. We all know that. You know, by the way, you played some third base last year. Great. So I have to wait, I don't know, 10 games, 20 games. I don't know what the rules in that league. I still haven't looked, but I got to eat up a utility spot until I can plug him in the infield.
That's a little wild.
Next,
how about Mikey Matouk? Do you like him?
Sure, he's a swell human being. Not going to be on my fantasy team.
He's hitting 143 with a homer, two RBIs in 18 games. Last year, 276, 12 homers. 38 RBIs, 6 steals in 109 games. If he actually played every day, that could be 10 stolen bases and 16 home runs.
Sure, but he won't play every day. He's just not a player I can get. There'll be other players out there with
that
maybe similar skill sets, but will play more. No,
that seems not
no
good.
They're not.
What happened there?
Well, what happened there? Certainly nothing good happened there. I mean, listen, what are you going to – not every team is going to be great. I mean, I think they're a team that, you know, I guess they had a window. It didn't work. Then the owner died. Illich died. Can't trade Cabrera. You know, not get rid of that contract. Man, he's owed a lot of money.
Who owns the Tigers now?
Is it his son maybe? I don't know offhand.
That used
to
be the
Little Caesars.
Yeah, Little Caesars. That guy made a lot of money with shitty pizza.
It's amazing. Isn't it amazing how much money you make with shitty pizza? I think living in New York, you realize, you know, we have good pizza here. It's like, I told my kids, well, they want to go to Domino. No, no. You know, you want to get pizza, we're going to a, you know, pizza place. You don't go to this crap cardboard pizza.
Yeah, his son owns a team now.
So he's still making, I mean, I think Illich was willing. Was one of the owners who would spend anything for a W.
Yeah,
you know, he wanted.
Well,
win.
He was trying to win a World Series before he died.
Yeah, and that obviously didn't work.
That's
out.
That's a lot
and
of pressure,
was,
right? On your doctor.
Well, you know, keep me alive. listen, I don't know about you, but I'd want to be.
You keep bringing in Anibal Sanchez. I can't keep you alive for that long.
Jordan Zimmerman fell on his face.
Yeah. I can't keep you alive that long.
Think about JD Martinez. You said it earlier. You know, he got released by Houston. He got traded to the Diamondbacks last year pretty much for nothing. For as good a player as this is, how does he get moved for, you know, pretty much a bag of balls?
That's a great question. But will we find the answer?
No. Apparently there's something about him that teams don't believe in. I don't believe he's a superstar player, which granted, he's not Mike Trout, but he's a damn good player. I know you can't equate fantasy to real life, but any player with thinking about taking the first or second round of a fantasy draft means he's a damn good baseball player. Yet, teams just don't seem to believe. Maybe defense is that important.
Yeah, you got to believe, man. You got to believe. I mean, that's why Balboa became so successful. He believed.
He did believe, you know, Rocky Balboa. What's your favorite Rocky, by the way?
Rocky 2.
I like 2 better than 1 as well. I know so many people say 1, but I like 2 better than 1 as well. And listen, I thought Ivan Drago in 4 was pretty good, too. I enjoyed that.
I did, too. I enjoyed it. And Ivan Drago. Yeah, I enjoyed it, too. That's where he met his future wife. Right? Was that
Drago's movie? Bridget Nielsen?
Yeah, sure.
The only thing I remember about her is that way. I think she was in Beverly Hills Cop 2 as well. She was a pretty awful actress.
It was very sad. Very sad.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody's upset.
Why was she an awful actress?
She just wasn't very good. I mean, it's just, you know, some people aren't very good. I'm sorry, did she do a movie after Beverly Hills Cop? I'm not thinking, does anybody know what Bridget Nielsen's doing nowadays? Anybody following up on this career?
Maybe she hit her peak.
Was she married to Mark Gastineau too?
Yes.
Yeah, she was, right?
Yes.
Oh, Mark Gastineau.
Yeah.
Sack exchange. Joe Klecko.
Mark Gastineau, though, screwed up now. He's got like a lot of diseases from the baseball, yeah, from the football. And Pete McCarthy interviewed him and said it was very, very, very sad.
Those are best days for the Jets.
Yes, it was. It was. And Bridget Nielsen. Stay tuned for more right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts in the Morning.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Welcome back, Roto Experts in the Morning. A little power of, we didn't even mention Huey Lewis, and Pete Contadori is right on Huey Lewis in the news. Another band I've seen in concert, and I wouldn't mind seeing them again. I think the big San Francisco fans, either 49ers and the Giants there for that matter. Not going to be a good baseball season for Huey Lewis. So we're back. Roto Experts in the Morning. George Kurtz, Tony Cincotta, taking you up till noon. I don't know what Tony's doing today. I don't think anybody knows what Tony's ever doing. I have to go referee some hockey games today, Mr. Cincotta, and nobody cares.
How come? They don't care.
Nobody cares about the ref. You know, blind mice, get everything wrong. We hate your team.
It is not a very thankful job.
Well, generally half the people are happy with you, sometimes.
No, I think sometimes, yeah. Both teams think they get screwed. Tyler Glasnow.
You're probably doing a good job then.
Tyler Glasnow allowed 2 runs, 3 2/3 innings. Whatever happened to this guy being a guy? His ERA this spring, 7.31. He had 25 strikeouts and 5 walks in 16 innings. He's striking people out, but he doesn't get them out other than that. What do we do here?
I mean, I'll take the optimistic approach. As far as I don't think he's done. Wait, you know, he can't pitch in Major League Baseball. I'm not drafting him this year. Maybe a late and a flyer here. But the man is a huge man, 6'8", 220. All right? And we've seen this before with pitchers of this size, that it takes them, you know, to get their mechanics down. It takes them a while. Randy Johnson wasn't a Hall of Famer right away. It took him time because of his lanky frame, getting everything in stride here. So I do want to believe this could happen, but I'd be a little silly if I think it's going to happen this year. I'm not against taking a flyer on him late, Tony, whether it be as a late add to my team or a reserve pick, but I'm also not expecting big things.
No big things for our guy, Tyler Glasnow. You know what's an oldie but a goodie? Ivan Nova. He allowed 2 runs on 5 hits. He struck out 3. His spring training ERA, 4.85 in 4 starts. Last year he was 11-14 with a 4.14 ERA and 31 starts. He pitches in a pitcher's-friendly ballpark. And, you know, when he first went to Pittsburgh, they all raved about the pitching coach there. And now Nova's back to being the same guy with the 4 ERA.
I mean, Ivan Nova's the definition of a filler. That's a back of your rotation filler. You know, I'm sorry, Scott Engel would get mad if we said, and if for a fantasy team, we said rotation because you don't rotate.
Oh, yeah. He gets very upset about that.
I'll make sure to say rotation 38 times next Sunday. But, I mean, so he's a back of your staff guy. I mean, the fact that he's the opening day starter for Pittsburgh really tells you all you need to know about the Pirates. Because he's nothing special. You know, he's maybe he's a tick more than a Jag, but that's about it. Back of the rotation guy here, matchup guy, you know, where I can plug in against certain matchups here, but not someone I want starting 30 starts for my fantasy team.
Yeah, and just to reemphasize the point, George Kurtz called him a filler, not a fluffer.
Definitely not. Well, I don't know what he's doing in his spare time, Tony. But from what I know, just a filler, yes.
Matt Duffy, the Rays third baseman, went 3-for-5, drove in 2 runs against the Pirates. All threes were singles. He's hitting .311, but he has a .311 slugging percentage. So he's only hit singles.
That's not good, right? That's generally not what we're looking for, especially in today's game.
No. No.
Isn't it funny, though? I mean, how would people like Wade Boggs in this day and age? You know, or even Ichiro, I think, would have some knocks on guys who just took singles hitters. Ichiro had used to steal bases, but Wade Boggs was pretty much a clogger on the bases. Singles, lots of doubles, but not much power. And the game has changed so much, I don't think those players would be revered as much in today's game.
No, it's very, very sad, too, because everybody should be revered.
Oh, is that a new thing? We should all be revered?
Yes. Blake Snell is a guy that should be revered. He let in 4 runs in 5-2/3 innings Saturday. The good news is he struck out 8 and only had 1 walk. He has been pitching really good in the spring. He has 27 strikeouts thus far in spring training in 17 innings and a 3.12 ERA.
I think he started to turn that corner at the end of last year. Last 6 weeks, 2 months of last season, I think he finally turned that corner to being a major league starting pitcher. He's a guy, I don't want to say I'm targeting in drafts, but he's one of the guys I highlight on my sheet not to forget about, because I think he is going to have a very good, solid season. W's maybe tough to come by. Tampa Bay, not the greatest team here, but Snell is someone I'm on board with.
George Kurtz does the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Closer Report, and one guy could have the top of his closer for the St. Louis Cardinals is Dominic Leone. He got the win this week. He's the only one left, him and Tyler Lyons competing for the job as Luke Gregson's heading to the DL. Leone had a 2.56 ERA with 81 strikeouts in 70 innings for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, he's someone who's certainly going to be on. But the team's going to be on the list. They said they won't. They're going to go, what, into the season without announcing who that closer is? Okay. I mean, well, you know what that means? It means you don't have one. And that's what it means to me, or you're still trying to figure it out here. If I had to bet Tony, yes, Leone would be the guy I'm betting on. But he's that guy, as so many of these guys are, I would really doubt he has the job by June. You know, I think they'll replace him. We'll find somebody else. Isn't this the team that would make sense for Greg Holland, who's still out there?
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true. What is up with Greg Holland? Does he want to play or what?
I mean, I don't know what he's waiting for. By now,
money.
I mean, I think he's pretty much, well, yeah, more money. It's what I mean, and he just got Boris clients. Boris are getting tired of eating it through this entire frenzy. He's going to try and make it with somebody. So we're all waiting. I mean, there's been no news. You don't even hear him being close to somebody. You know, so I got to think he signs soon. And I think St. Louis makes a lot of sense here.
St. Louis Cardinals, could they jump in and bring it home? One guy they jumped in and bring home during the offseason was Marcell Ozuna. He finished 2-for-3 with a pair of RBIs, both with doubles, including off of reliever Jose Torres. Ozuna was amazing this spring. .340, a batting average, .642 slugging percentage. He's ready to take the Redbird country by storm.
He is. I think he's going to just getting out of Miami, not only because the team's going to be bad, but because the ballpark is huge. He gets to do I mean, St. Louis isn't a great hitter's ballpark either, but it's much better than Miami. I think this will do wonders for him. It's a good baseball town. They'll be competitive this year. I have Ozuna as a top outfielder. I think he's going to have a great season.
He's going to be a beautiful.
I think he is going to be beautiful for your fantasy team.
Fantasies are what matter.
For most of us, yes, fantasy is all that matters. Maybe more than one fantasy.
That's it. Multiple fantasies in the same day. Amazing. Chris Sale says Saturday he'll be ready to make his opening day start. He's been diagnosed with a left hip contusion as he got hit by a line drive, but he says, I am ready to go.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Sale. I mentioned, right, you're drafting this week. You're still drafting. No, Chris Sale is a top five starting pitcher. I think he's fine. I can understand some people probably get a little nervous. Lost Bumgarner. Oh, now Sale gets hit the next day. But he's fine. He's good to go. Not worried about Sale.
Chris Sale. I like that name.
Chris Sale. I don't know. I think if I had a last name of Sale in school, you could probably think of quite a few jokes there. So probably would have passed on that.
You would have passed on that. You would have went with Smith.
Hey, can't really make fun of Smith, right? Other than you're in witness protection or something.
That's true. One of the guys you can be in witness protection and no one will know. And that'll be a sad thing because everybody wants to know this guy because he's a net guy. Is nobody beats the Wiz, Matt Wisler. I used to love this guy, but unfortunately, he doesn't live up to the name Nobody Beats the Wiz. It's actually the opposite. Everybody's beating the Wiz, and he got sent back to the minors.
So, yeah, everybody's beating the Wiz. I think this guy has a future, but I'm not going to feel the need to draft him. Because even if Atlanta does call him up eventually, I think they're a better team, but they're not going to win a ton of games here. I don't know if he's going to pitch very well. The ballpark, like I said, I originally thought it would be a pitcher's park. Now it does seem to be leaning more towards a hitter's ballpark, especially for left-handers there. So I'm going to pass on Wisler. We'll see what he can do in the future, but it won't be for my team.
Chris Harris. Clark Spencer of the Miami Herald called it highly likely JT Realmuto will begin the 2018 season on the 10-day disabled list.
It's supposed to be a short stint, you know, so it's not something long. I guess I might get concerned that he's going to get up to a slow start the season anyway. He's a catcher. Another reason I don't take catchers early. I do have him in one league, though. That was an auction league that I was able to acquire him in. Actually, I think I had him since he was a minor leaguer. So it's annoying. It's always annoying when, you know, it's a start. Because I think people all fret. We forget. Baseball is a long season. You know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's not football. We got to really panic about this stuff. You know, him missing 4, 5, 6 games, which I think is all I think it'll be, really not a big deal.
Not a big deal whatsoever. Michael Conforto was slated to come back May 1st, but he's been appearing in minor league games in the outfield. I think he'll be back before then.
Yeah. I'd be shocked. There's even some noise here that he could start the season with the Mets because he's hitting so well now in the games he's playing in. But then, Tony, you had Mickey Callaway, the manager, said, well, we might start him. If he begins the season with the club, he might just be a pinch hitter. What? What are you talking about? Isn't this your best hitter on your team? You know, maybe second best behind Cespedes. You might start him as a pinch hitter. If he's not ready to play full-time, then put him in the minors for 2 weeks or extend his spring training, whatever it is, and build him up till he can play. Starting out as a pinch hitter would seem to be asinine because aren't you then – you're not playing him every day. You're not getting him at bat. Isn't that going to delay his return to being able to play every day? I don't think this makes any sense at all. I hope that was just, once again, saying something before you thought about it.
There you go. I agree with George Kurtz. George, very, very emotional. And you want to get emotional, go to Fantasy Factor. It's the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller fields, single entry contest only. Fantasy Factor always has fun contests going on. This year, Fantasy Factor is running a $100,000 home run derby. Simply sign up and enter www.fantasyfactor.com. That's
Yay.
It. Did you like that one?
Yay. I did like that one. I've had to read that one several times. So, yeah, a little hockey DFS, which I might try and set up a lineup or two before I got to get out of here. First game's at 12:30.
Oh, well, you're on the ice. You'll have a little action going.
It's nice, right? I mean, it's, you know, after the game, they're getting yelled at for an hour or so. Go check how my teams are doing. But it could be a double-edged sword, though, Tony. You know, maybe I got yelled at, and then my team sucks, too. And then it's just like, oh, crap, I got to ref another game, and I'm not going to win any cash.
Joey Gallo went 3-for-3, smashed a pair of home runs in Friday's Cactus League action, both against Brian Mitchell. He's hitting .269, 5 homers, 11 RBIs. I think we'd all be excited if he hit .269.
excited? I'd be jumping up and down doing cartwheels. Listen, Gallo's going, if he plays every day, he's going to hit 40-plus home runs. Another guy, not shocked if he hits 55 and leads the league. Not surprised at all. We're all worried that it's going to come with a 218 batting average. The power we know is legit. It's lights out power. But I don't know if he can go. I mean, what kind of league do you want him in? I don't think I want him in a regular rotisserie points league. That strikeouts are going to kill you. Best ball is really what I'm probably thinking is the best format for him.
I think Gallo wine is something that enhances your love for his play.
I think Gallo wine probably enhances your love. Well, I guess it could go the other direction. Could enhance your hate for a lot of people too.
I don't know. Yeah, some people are lovers and some people are haters when they start drinking.
This is true. I wouldn't know because I don't drink. Or at least I don't drink alcohol.
Everybody should be a lover, not a fighter.
Then that's. I think I've heard that someplace before.
Yes. Thank you. All right. Mike Clevinger punched out 7 batters while allowing just 1 run in 5 2/3 innings against the Diamondbacks. People are starting to really get crazy on Clevinger. I mean, they're talking about him being like the best pitcher. Like they, it's crazy what I hear about Clevinger. People love this guy.
Yeah, he's flying up draft boards. And he's somebody, you know, listen, I like him, Tony, because once Cleveland, there's going to be some W's there. I think he stays in the rotation. I don't love him, no. Because, you know, he's not a great pitcher. You know, once again, his fastball is awfully straight. He's going to get hit. So I'm not, I wouldn't mind having him SP4-ish type for my fantasy team. But all of a sudden, he's being drafted where people will think he's going to be a Cy Young candidate. And I certainly don't believe in that.
No, I don't think that is any chances of that happening. You know what's crazy is what is Yonder Alonso doing in Cleveland?
I know some people believe. I really don't believe all that much. I mean, corner infield utility, I don't have a problem with that, but he's falling down. He's the guy who's going the other direction. I've seen him really fall in drafts now where you can get him late. You can maybe even get him as a reserve guy, which is somewhat surprising because first base gets real, real iffy real quick. You know, it's one of those places where, you know, a couple of years ago, it seemed to be pretty thick at first base. Now it's pretty thin. You know, if you don't get a first baseman in the first 3-4 rounds, you might have some issues there. So it's definitely a position I'm trying to aim for. But still, it's not going to bring up Alonso more for me. I don't mind him as a utility guy, but I don't see a breakout season, which may have happened last year anyway. Could he hit you 20 home runs? Sure, and I'll take that.
Chris Owens went 0-for-3 in his spring training. He has been struggling. He's hitting .205 in 45 plate appearances. He's got a late start. He went a second surgery on a fractured finger, which occurred in November.
Yeah, I also wonder if the fact he's not going to have a starting job, going to be sort of, once again, that utility guy moved all around by Arizona. Even, I liked him. You know, he's a guy last year who... guy who I believe could have won you some leagues because he wasn't drafted. Picked him up from reserve. Wilson had a nice season there. But this year, sort of the exact opposite. Finger injuries or hand injuries or wrist injuries always worry me about a baseball player because we saw it with Trevor Story, I think, for last year. Great rookie year. Got cut short by the injury, the hand injury. And I wonder if that played a part in his season last year.
It may have. It's just a tough go. Chris Owens in the shakeup in Arizona as they put the humidor in. Great stuff, George Kurtz. It was good to do it again, man. We did it like we used to do it, man. Back when we were the king of swing and the dong of bong.
The dong of bong. I don't know what that means, and I don't think I want to know.
I don't know either, but we'll figure it out. I don't think
I think of the word dong, it definitely doesn't come to a nice connotation.
Have you ever got a dong in the face?
No, I do not believe I have, although I am searching the memory banks. But I'm going to say no here.
What if you had one in the back? Would you tell anyone?
No. I think we discussed this. No, I'm not telling anybody anything.
Stay tuned for more on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hey! 10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.